Yes.
So, on the lines of relationship, can you give some ideas or suggestions or comments on dealing with betrayal?
Uh-huh. Is this a question around a relationship and how to deal with betrayal? I think one is, there's many different aspects to it. One of the things that first popped into my mind is when the Buddha was asked a question of what are the highest blessings, he gave a series of about 38 different qualities that are lead to the highest blessings. And the first quality was don't associate with fools. And Bala is sort of fool, but it's also, you know, not a particularly good person. You want to, yeah, keep your distance from people who don't have the qualities of commitment, virtue. It was like when we were this morning talking about the qualities that the Buddha pointed to as who is a good friend, a good companion, sort of one who is consummate in faith and confidence, but it's also faith and confidence in something that is really noble, and taking that nobility, somebody who is virtuous, who is generous, who is discerning. So those are qualities we want to seek out in people. And if somebody doesn't measure up to that, then it's good to keep one's distance. It isn't a judgment in the sense of lifting oneself up and putting somebody else. One needs to associate with other people, and particularly in relationship, then you want to draw close to somebody who is actually nurturing a relationship, and it requires give and take on both sides, so that when somebody betrays trust, then there's a sense of on some occasions one might recognize, or they might recognize their unskillfulness, but it's up to them to make a change. It's not up to us to make excuses for people, and of course I'm a monk, so it's sort of it's easy for me to say. It's a lot easier to, you know, if somebody isn't really worth drawing close to, then it's better to be on one's own and find that contentment. It's too painful to be with people who who don't reciprocate trust. Yeah. That works in the monastery as well, even if we're sort of not in intimate relations. But if somebody is not really forthright and clear and skillful in their actions, they don't last long in a monastery. And it's too difficult for everybody.